The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
I want to deal with a particular subject. Before we get in that, we want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. If this is your first time joining us, please let us know where you guys are joining us from. And if you are new here on Facebook or whatever platform you may be watching or listening from, I want to talk about time is running out. Time is running out. Before we get into this, or actually we're going to get into this now, but I want to take us a little bit on a journey into some history. And being that we're going to try our best, and I hate doing this, guys, this is very difficult for me to do this, is because I understand that we're in a time of a lot of suppression, censorship, shadow banning, complete deplatforming. We want to get information out, but we have to use wisdom. You know, the Bible says, be wise as serpents, but be gentle as doves. So I'm, in order to try our best to keep this up on all of our platforms, we're not going to use certain names, certain phrases, but this is where it comes into play, where even biblically, Jesus spoke in parables. Now, obviously, I'm not comparing myself to Jesus by any means, but again, don't miss my point. Jesus spoke in parables. Thus, the Word of God says he spoke to them in parables, thus fulfilling what the prophet Isaiah said, that he would speak in dark sayings or hidden enigmas, that the wise would have discernment, the wise would understand these things, but those who were blinded by the God of this world, those who are blinded by Satan, and I'm going to take it a step further, those who are blinded by a particular maybe even denominations or a political affiliation, that can blind you to receiving truth. So having said that, let me take you a little bit in history. There was a certain individual in history right around the 1930s who led a regime, a campaign, a administration who, in order to assure his control and his power, he would purposely advocate total control over the press, over the media, over the airwaves, over publications. Even before he was elected into position, this was going on, already happening. But after he was assumed into full power, this individual began to write new laws and regulations that totally exercised all freedoms from the press. Again, you're going to hear me pause because I'm trying to veil this as much as possible and use wisdom here. When you do a study, you'll discover that there was a complete control of the press, and it was vital and necessary for the continuation of power to remain during this individual's rule. This individual controlled, listen to this, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear today. This individual controlled the media, arts, and all forms of information. The people were only given and received a certain ideology that fit the par of that administration or that regime. And doing so, all other voices, all other opinions, all other persuasions were completely censored. Any media that conveyed anything that was contrary to the narrative was completely eradicated, silenced, removed, censored. In fact, there was a full censorship of newspapers, radio, cinema, and theater that was fully enforced. Listen to this. Only books that agreed with this individual's ideology and his administration and his regulations and rules, only books that agreed with him remained in circulation. All other books were destroyed, were removed, and even burned, completely eradicated. Now, this was going on in the political, social, economic arena. Then there came a shift. Now, this is what I want to talk about. Why is it important to talk about this shift? Because there's going to be people that's going to hop on here today and they're going to say, well, this doesn't affect me because I'm a Christian and this has nothing to do with the church and this is not impacting the church. Oh, but I want to tell you, friend, that it started out there first and then its tentacles got its way into the quote church. In fact, this individual who rose to power eventually believed that religion was a threat to his control and it tainted and polluted people's minds. So religion became a target. Churches were broken up. Priests were arrested. And any teaching on religion was banned. Listen to this. And churches were established, watch this, that agreed with the establishment. Priests, pastors, shepherds were replaced that spoke contrary to the establishment, and they were replaced with individuals who were promoting, advocating, advancing the agenda, the ideology. And these churches were established with bishops and pastors who even took up offerings for this particular leader, this evil, wicked leader and dictator. Those pastors and leaders who continue to preach the Bible, the whole unadulterated Bible, were eventually removed and they were isolated from society and they were placed, They were placed in containment containers and re-educated. Now that's a little 10-minute briefing of history that I wanted to take you on. Now I want to take you to present tense. I want to take you to last week. Going to pull up something here on the screen. I want to take you to last week. We posted this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Our current president, Joe Biden, went on national television during a speech in which at one point during the speech, he urged social media platforms and media outlets to stop allowing the spread of misinformation and disinformation. Now, guys, we all know what the context and content that is related to this speech is. I don't need to clarify that. We all know what he meant by stop allowing misinformation, disinformation about a particular subject. So we're gonna move on from that. So we know this. Quote, I make a special appeal to social media companies and media outlets. Please deal with the misinformation and disinformation that is on your shows, your programs, your podcast, your platforms. Quote, it has to stop. Now, guys, we're going to insert the video here.
I make a special appeal to social media companies and media outlets. Please deal with the misinformation and disinformation that's on your shows. It has to stop.
Now, again, this went out nationally. The threat was made. And it wasn't a suggestion. I believe it was a threat to all large media outlets. That's cable television, satellite television, streaming television. That's internet companies. That's podcast hosting companies. That's publications. That's all platforms. Hello, all media, all publications, all source of information. Now, isn't it interesting that within days, guys, literally days of this happening, a major television internet company, well, it was actually a merger. It was AT&T merged with DirecTV. DirecTV came out, announced they have declined or they have ended any negotiating contract with One America News Network, or OAN, who publications label and deem as a, quote, far-right outlet that favored former President Donald Trump. DirecTV, which is owned by AT&T Incorporated and TPG Incorporated, told multiple sources, outlets, they have notified Herring Networks Incorporated, who's the owner of OAN, that the contract between network and the service provider will not be renewed. Quote, we informed Herring Networks that following a routine internal review, we do not plan to enter into a new contract when our current agreement expires. Again, this was an announcement by DirecTV. According to TheHill.com, a person familiar with the matter told Bloomberg the contract will expire this April. The end of the contract could dramatically affect the network DirecTV, which is its largest distributor. Verizon, Fios, and smaller carriers have maintain OAN, and it's available to stream online through cloud TV. The outlet has come under fire for allegedly spreading, here it is, misinformation about the 2020 presidential election. So again, it's not a coincidence that days after this announcement by Joe Biden nationally, DirecTV after their routine internal review, decided they're pulling the plug on a news outlet that is greatly favoring former President Donald Trump. But it doesn't stop there, guys. Then we all heard the news. Most of us heard this. Wildly popular podcaster Joe Rogan. And when I say wildly popular, this guy is pulling ratings larger than mainstream news outlets. Don't think that a handful of, you know, they, when you listen to the mainstream media, they act like this guy has got a fringe group of people, a small group of people. Listen, no, we're talking about over 20 million viewers or more. According to a new report, multiple outlets, they have now deemed this man a, quote, menace to public health.
Hundreds of doctors have written an open letter to Spotify about their most popular podcast host, Joe Rogan. They say they are fed up with the misinformation Rogan has been spreading about the pandemic.
Joe Rogan hosts the most popular podcast in the world. But now the comedian is being called out by 270 medical experts for allegedly pushing anti-vaccine misinformation on his Spotify show. One doctor is even calling him a menace to public health.
When you have misinformation on a platform like that going unchecked, It creates a sense of false balance, like there's two sides to this issue when really they are not. And the overwhelming evidence shows that the vaccines are effective and that they are safe.
And before I move you on, let me give you another story. Let me give you another headline that made headlines recently that we reported. A doctor with decades of experience has just lost his license and now has to face a psych evaluation for spreading falsehoods. According to the Miami Herald, the board has ordered this individual to undergo a neuropsychological evaluation. This particular physician got their license of practice in medicine in Maine in 1997. But what was the strike? What was the offense that would cause her to lose her license and have to undergo a psych evaluation? Well, ready? Because what she was saying, what she was ascribing, what her opinion was contrary to the narrative, contrary to the powers that be and their narrative. So there had to be consequences. Again, quote, stop allowing misinformation and disinformation to continue on your platforms. Well, do you think it's going to stay in news publications, internet, podcasts, television? No. It's going to go and it's going to spread its tentacles in every area, education, medical, and I'm going to show you now, even the church. Let me pull up this real quick. I'm going to show you something else that's happening right now. This was an article from the Daily Wire, and I want to read this to you. This was the headline from the Daily Wire, quote, revival and reformation is needed. Canadian pastors sound off on new law that threatens to criminalize evangelist.
Canada has joined hands with almost a dozen other countries that have banned conversion therapy, a practice used in an attempt to change the sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression of LGBT individuals. Hey, and thanks for tuning in. Hoshi Shilte for Kalkine Media. The New York Times stated that the new ban will prohibit forcing someone to undergo conversion therapy, taking them abroad for that purpose, and encouraging or advertising the practice. For those who violate the ban, punishment can result in up to 5 years of imprisonment. According to a non-profit No Conversion Canada, methods used in conversion therapy range from talk to aversion therapy, and another report shows that of the more than 2,000 transgender and non-binary Canadians, 11% have experienced it. The issue has come to light in recent years after being condemned by human rights activists and members of the public as both inhumane and ineffective. After two previous attempts in the last year of trying to pass this law, David Lametti, Canada's Justice Minister, and Marcy Len, the Minister for Women, Gender, Equality and Youth, reinforced the movement to get the legislation in place. In a Canadian ceremony conducted in a British traditional royal assent, the bill was sanctioned by all three components of the Parliament, the Sovereign, the Senate, and the House of Commons. Lametti has praised the Conservatives for bringing the motion forward as an act of good leadership. The passing of this bill has put Canada amongst a small number of other countries like Brazil, Germany, and Malta, who have all banned conversion therapy. In fact, recently in the UK, a similar bill has been put forward, proposing restrictions, but not altogether banning the practice.
Now, Canada approved a, quote, conversion therapy ban that condemns the Christian doctrine on the sinfulness of an alternative lifestyle. Again, we're using different terms here. And certain gender persuasions. Indeed, this Bill C-4 passed unanimously by both the Senate and the House of Commons threatens pastors with up to 5 years of prison if they remain faithful to the gospel. Again, in other words, listen to me. If a minister, this is in Canada, guys, we've got people listening on this broadcast live on Facebook from Canada. We will have people to listen to the rebroadcast of this on Canada. This is happening. That if a minister gets up, whether it's an evangelist, a pastor, a prophet, a teacher, whatever, someone gets up and they open their Bible and they preach Romans chapter 1. They preach in there in 1 Corinthians where it says, do you not know that the ungodly shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Neither shall, and it lists you. And some of these things that they're talking about here are listed as sins that will keep you out of the kingdom that God calls an abomination and sin. But listen, so in other words, if any organization, any church, any ministry, any individual tries to, ready, here it is, to convert an individual from an alternative lifestyle to a biblical lifestyle, if they try to convert their persuasions of what their, quote, gender is to something else that lines up with what the Bible teaches, this, according to this new report, is offense. It is offensible to prison time to these pastors. And we're talking about thousands of American ministers are standing together. That's a good thing that they're standing up in solidarity with Canadian believers by preaching about biblical sexual ethics. And again, now why is this important? If this passes, listen to me and listen to me carefully. I'm going to pull everything I just said together. In fact, let me pull my notes up back again because I want to touch on something. Let's recap, and then I'm going to bring you to the present tense, and we're going to land this plane, this broadcast today. I told you in the beginning of this, I took you on a little historical journey, and I told you that there had been a regime in power at one time that began to, they kept their power and their position by silencing every other opposing voice. And they only allowed their voice to be broadcasted and their agenda, their ideology, their plan. And in case, listen, Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, the thing which was is the thing which shall be. For there is nothing new under the sun. So he tells you that all future events will mirror, or they will simply repeat themselves from something that has already happened. And we are seeing a repeat of history, and it's happening right before our eyes. Amazon has banned, removed, and suppressed books, literature, and writings that contradict the narrative, that agree with the Word of God, that are deemed offensive, that are deemed bigotry. These things are happening. No, we're not burning books, but we're removing books from circulation. You can go, Google's doing this. Google is manipulating their search algorithms. Everybody knows this. You can go search things, and they've already got an algorithm system in place that will manipulate the search engine results. You can't find statistics on certain things that you search for from their platform because they've all been silenced. They've been removed. They've been censored. And you will only get the results that they want you to see and that you need to see. Tell me it's not happening again. Now, again, it started out there. I'm talking to you church people now. When I say church people, I'm not talking about the four walls of the building. I'm talking about the ecclesia, those who call themselves believers. Whether you're Church of God of Prophecy, Assemblies of God, the Baptist, Southern Baptist, Independent Baptist, Protestant, whatever. Here's where it hits to you. Remember, it began out there, but then it came into the church. And then it began to impact the believers. It impacted the church. It impacted the pastors. It impacted religion. First, we lost. Listen, first the people lost their constitutional freedoms, but then it moved to religious freedoms. I told you in the beginning of this, historically, they began to remove voices from pulpits that opposed the narrative, and they were replaced with voices that agreed with the narrative, that went along with it, that didn't rock the boat, that they just were a mouthpiece, come on, for the headship. So here we are. Guys, you realize that what we see, and you say, most of you are saying, well, this is America. I'm not worried about what goes on in Canada. I'm not worried about what goes on in France. I'm not worried about what goes on in Sweden. Listen, you can go study this out. Whatever takes place, laws, legislations that happen in Canada, usually they're about 5 years ahead of us. So you may be okay right now, and you may be comfortable where you're at right now, but don't think that 5 years from now, all this stuff that you're seeing in Canada is going to come knocking on the door of America. Because you do know that there is already legislations put in place, like hate crime legislation laws and anti-conversion laws. And in case you don't know what them is, let me give you a little synopsis of what that is. And that is this. Hate crime legislation law is this in a nutshell. that if you preach anything that the whatever the government is in power deems to be a hate crime, it is offensive, and it could be, and the penalties of that could be fines. Listen to me, losing your 501c3 status or even prison time. That's happening. Not here in America, but it's coming. If you get up and preach, listen to me, the Bible is going to be more and more and more offensive because it is so stark contrast to the culture and to the times that we're in and to the agenda that's being pushed. So then when someone gets up and they preach from a book that they consider to be archaic, outdated, prehistoric, a book full of what they deem to be bigotries and hate and offense, you will be targeted. You will be labeled as one who is inciting and spreading hate crime. And that's happening overseas in different countries. Then they have, now again, this is not in America, but there is places that has what's called an anti-conversion laws. And this is that in places that other religions are dominant, like overseas or in the Middle East, where it's predominantly Muslim faith, if you go over there and, as a missionary and try to convert someone from a Muslim to a Christian, you can face the consequences of trying to convert someone to another faith, and it is unlawful there. And again, there's penalties to that. All this is being worked up, guys. It's already in place in certain places, but do not think that this is not coming here. Time is running out. Here's the scary part. I want to close with this. If history is going to repeat itself, here's what's going to happen. I believe, can I just, listen, I'm going to just open my heart to you and talk to you today. I believe, and I'm getting more and more concerned about this. On one hand, I'm concerned. On the other hand, I'm rejoicing because I know that this has got to happen. And I know that this is pushing us closer to the time of the end. And I know that this means that our redemption is drawing near and that the Lord is about to return. But listen, I'm telling you, I had this discussion with a pastor just 4 days ago on the phone. I know he didn't want to hear this, but I'm telling you, the brick and mortar churches as we know it are going out. They are going extinct. Why? Several factors. It would take me a whole other hour just to cover all that. It's multi-factor: the virus, the pandemic, fear, the wheat, the tare. We could take a whole hour and discuss this. But the point is, I see this right here being another brick in the wall, another puzzle piece that I believe, if history is going to repeat itself, when this thing began as the church, it began, listen to me, it began in gatherings in synagogues and temples. So that would be the brick and mortar aspect, okay? But as persecution rose against the church, against the ecclesia, they could no longer gather together like that in the brick and mortar setting or in the temples or in the synagogues in these large public gatherings. So they had to be dispersed abroad, and they began to meet privately in smaller settings in their homes or underground. And by the way, this is already happening in places like China and Saudi Arabia and Syria and Lebanon and places outside of America. And I believe all this is coming here to America. So listen, if you're comfortable where you at, man, you better wake up real quick, because it's coming fast, and time is running out. And churches, we knew it, is going extinct, and there's coming a major shift, and there's multi-factors coming to play. Let me tell you another one. Another brick in this wall, another puzzle piece that is going to completely wreak havoc on the brick and mortar church as we know it. I call it the wineskin that we know, that we're familiar with. And that is the full introduction of metaverse. Now, you've heard me talk about this. Guys, listen, again, it would take me a whole hour to elaborate on this, but metaverse is going to change the dynamics on this as well. If you think that metaverse is going to encourage people to physically go and gather in a church building or whatever, you've got another thing coming. Because if anything, this is going to isolate people more and pull people away from gathering together, away from public places of worship, because they will be on their couches, they'll be in their bed, they'll be in their living rooms or whatever with this device on their face, and they'll never leave their house. And they will make every justification in the book to do this in the name of technology. And by the way, while you've got a whole generation that's swallowing and eating this up whole because it's the new advancement of technology, all while everybody's distracted, come on, by the circus antics and the lights and the bells and the whistles and the fireworks, everybody's heads are turned over here. Come on, the hands are working behind the scenes over here to enforce and pass and legislate things that are going to change the dynamics of the entire country that you and I, come on, have been used to for years and years. And freedoms are coming to an end, slowly but surely. And it's going to start out there, but it's working its way into the church. The church will be impacted. Here's the scary part. Let me leave you with this. If history repeats itself again, here's what's going to happen. Pastors and leaders, shepherds of flocks, of churches, especially 501c3 churches, are going to be forced eventually to either capitulate and to come into agreement with what the government is saying and speaking and telling them that they can and cannot preach, or they will lose their 501c3 nonprofit status. They will lose their position. And even worse, they will be fined and put in prison. So watch this. If history repeats itself, the majority will capitulate. And there will be a remnant. I'm just going to say it, like Bonhoeffer, who's going to stand up. But there will be consequences. You'll be forced to go underground, forced to go off the grid, forced to go off radar. You'll have to meet in your homes secretly or stealthily, or somehow you're going to have to do that off the grid, off the radar. And eventually there will be consequences because they will track you down. Listen, this is all leading to this one world government and one world religion. Oh, this sounds like a bunch of conspiracy theories. Yeah, I know. It does, don't it? You know, because after all, the Bible, they tell us the Bible propagates the biggest conspiracy theories of all. I mean, come on. A one world government system that's going to have buying, selling, and trading through a system of putting something in or on your hand or in your forehead that you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. I mean, how big of a conspiracy is that? But listen to me. Whatever the religion is and whatever the faith is, and whatever the ideology is of the Antichrist and the false prophet that's coming, what do you think they're going to do to preachers that speak against them? and speak against the mark of the beast and speak against the image of the beast. What do you think is going to happen to them? You think there ain't going to be consequences? You don't think in history when Nebuchadnezzar came to power, when Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was around in Babylon, and they begin to order the people of the nation to begin to bow down and worship the image that was erected by Nebuchadnezzar? What was the consequences of those who opposed it? Go study it. Go do a Bible study in the book of Daniel. Don't think for a second that this is not going to repeat itself. What is your point, preacher? My point is exactly what I named this today. Time is running out. And he said, well, what do? We get our lamps trimmed, the wicks. We get our wicks trimmed. We get our lamps full of oil. We keep them full of oil. We keep them burning. We keep on fire for the Holy Spirit. Keep attending your church while you can. Keep seeking the Lord while he may be found. Keep those Bibles and lock them away somewhere. Come on, the old timers used to say there'd come a day when they're going to come after the Bibles, so you better hold on to them because you may not have them one day. And I can really see this on a digital standpoint. You know, for those that use the Bible on their apps, their iPads, their tablets, their phones, don't think for a second that they can't just push a button and shoop. In fact, they did this in China. They completely removed Bible apps from circulating in China, where the citizens of China couldn't even access their Bible apps because they were a threat. Because Christianity is a threat to the regime. It opposes their ideology. Thus, it has to be removed. So, guys, we are in perilous times. I don't know what other watchmen are preaching out there. I'm praying to God that they're sounding the alarm. And they're shaking. Listen, I refuse to keep you asleep and to preach smooth things to you and preach peace when there is no peace and give you these lollipop, sugar-coated ice cream messages that's going to cradle you to sleep while Satan is coming in and getting your heart all that fluttery, comfortable feeling. And then all of a sudden this stuff comes in like a freight train and you were never prepared. No, we are going to prepare you for what is coming. Be watchful, be prayerful, be not ignorant of the times in which we're in. Listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, this is why it's imperative, guys, to get our app. Right now it's on Apple and Spotify. I don't know how long that's going to remain, but for now, we're there. So we're going to use the blessing that we've got. We're going to use the opportunity that we got. We're going to use the platforms that we have been given, the resources, the talents that we've been given, and we're not going to bury them. We're going to invest them by using them for the kingdom. So if you've not downloaded our free app, please get it. It's on Apple. It's on Android. Download it for free. Get all of our headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Right there, click yes to push notifications. You're going to get our podcast. You're going to get our news. You're going to get our headlines, our prophecy updates. All those things are going to be free for you, absolutely free and no cost to you. And as always, we want to give you an opportunity. If you believe in what we're doing, what we preach, what we inform you with, what we encourage you with, what we equip you with, again, you can go to our main website. We want to give you an opportunity to partner with us. Sorry, excuse me, guys. If you've not yet prayed about becoming a partner, you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically or you can give by check or money order. For those that wish to give electronically, again, you can do it through the app. You can do it through the main website. And if you wish to give by check or money order, you can do it at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, guys, we're going to give this. We pray that this will remain on these platforms. But I guess we're going to see. We're going to test the waters. If not, again, find it on the app. It'll be there on the app if somehow it's removed from these other platforms. So Guys, we're going to sign off for today. It is Tuesday. We're going to sign off. We'll be taking tomorrow off. We'll be back on here, Lord willing, on Thursday. We'll pray about whatever I feel like that we need to share on Thursday and Friday. So until then, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord give you great courage. May he give you great boldness to stand in the face of adversity, to not flinch, to not fear, to not cower down, to not back down, but to remain strong in the power and the might of the Holy Spirit in these last days. And I pray this today for you and your whole household in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. God bless you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.